I had to visit another group of captives today because I visited a high school here. I mean, you think you're free, you think you'll never have to go there again, and then they send you back, I tell you. And actually, it was a great group. They were sweethearts. But I mean, I confessed immediately that I had a punster father, the kind that nudges you in the ribs and says, "Get it," and everything. I was in advance trying to take care of the groaners that would come. Wordplay is my bete noire. What Richard Howard says, poets have a strong weakness for oxymoron. And, you know, it's like this combination of two words that, and he's a case in point. There's a guy who cannot stop playing with words, and I confess it, too. And I as I was telling them about this, I remembered that someone had said that confession was good for the soul the way a tweet code is good for dandruff. But yeah. It doesn't cure the condition, but I just don't notice it as much. So my father, who used to say, he would say, "I take a bath once a month, whether I need it or not." He got all his lines from bad westerns and things like that. And now he's 84, and he actually does dribble on himself, so it takes on a certain poignancy. You know, he really does only take it once a month. Now he means it. So this is the bath poem for him, the water. My theme tonight is water, in case you don't notice later, you will see that as it runs through almost everything. The water took time to calm, but when its surfaces had settled on a face, the image went far down into its one lit lens. Her head shone deepest in and farthest off, its long hair dripping needle points up toward her eyes. The world was outside down or topside in broken rosettas. Was one at all intelligible? Used to partnerships, two breasts, implacable, drank quite companionably there at the pool, tip touched to tip, each with its other, a practical endlessness poured from a pair. This was mesmer to terrify mortals. She rose from the tub world's calm corroborations, rose in order to order herself, in order to carry her own weight again, and to take on the old mundane emergency, the world at large, the land of separations hefted. As she rose, her lightness fell away. It wound from her in coil works and in thread works, spun of time. It swept in shining down and fell behind in the sense of eventual. Now it was clear who was blind.